So, we have a quorum of sorts.
There's a quorum.
So, I'd like to call this meeting of the Winchester Town Board on December 10th to order. I will say the Pledge of Allegiance for once.
Great.
I've been picking at everybody else this whole time, so it's probably my turn. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, everyone. Let me have the members introduce themselves to my right.
Hello, I'm Ken Dayton.
Good evening, I'm John Delabose, and on the phone we have...
Judith Spiegel.
Thank you, Judith. Yeah, let's turn Judith up a little bit there. And from county we have...
Phil Blunt with Planning Department.
Okay. And Beatrice Martinez.
With Commissioner Sagerblum's office.
Yes, and our Secretary Victoria Bonner. Do we have any special public comments from our audience this evening before we start? This is comments about the agenda or... No? Okay. We'll continue on then. I would like to move for approval of the minutes of our November 26th meeting. Do I have a motion?
I motion to approve.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now I'd also like to have a motion to approve the agenda for this evening, December 10th. Do I have a motion?
I move to approve.
Thank you, sir. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Now, do we have any informational items from county or commissioner's office? Okay. Then we'll move right on to the heart of the matter. We have one item this evening. It's AR-19-400154, UC-18-0784. West Wind LLC. It's a use permit, first application for a review for a temporary lot, or waivers of development standards for the following: landscaping and alternative parking lot design and layout. We also have design review for a temporary parking lot on 7.3 acres, portion of 34.6 acre parcel, in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone in the MUD1 overlay district, generally located on the north side of Fashion Show Drive, 850 feet west of Las Vegas Boulevard South, within the Winchester and Paradise townships. Is the applicant here this evening?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Would you like to step forward and introduce yourselves and share your item with us, please? And state your name first so that our secretary can get it for the record.
All right. Michaela Wargo. I'm the events and entertainment manager at Fashion Show. And then what else do you want?
Okay.
I brought photos.
No, that's fine. That's fine. We wanted you to introduce yourself. So now we would appreciate if you would present your item to us.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we have a temporary lease permit for the parking lot for our employee parking, and this is only active during our high traffic times, so Black Friday, weekends, and then the week leading up to Christmas. This is just for employees. We have a shuttle that goes across and picks them up. Security does that. We have Metro that mans the crosswalks to make sure that all the cars are stopping when they should. We have flaggers to help people that don't want to take the shuttle, to show them the path to get in. It's quite a short walk. We have lighting in the evenings. This area is gated when we are not using the area, gated and locked, and then it opens 5 o'clock in the morning, and then it gets locked up at 3 a.m. in the morning. So it's locked for about 2 hours.
Okay. Do we have any questions from the audience on this item? I just have one. Is there any type of security in the parking lot proper for the employees when they park their car and then they're making their way to the shuttle or to the curb where they can cross the street? Is there any protection within the lot, guards or anybody?
Yes, it's fully full security, making sure that all of the cars are safe, as well as the shuttle is actually manned by security. So security is all around the property to ensure safety for everyone.
Okay. That would be my only concern because of people at night alone in the parking lot. And
that's where we have the shuttle be security, just to make sure that everyone's getting to their car safely.
Okay.
Any questions,
Judith?
I don't. Okay,
very good. Thank you. Seeing we have no more questions or discussion on this matter, I move to approve with staff conditions. Do I have a second?
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it, and happy holidays.
You as well. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, let's continue on. Do we have any general business this evening from anybody?
Commissioner, wanted to thank you for your service this past year. We won't have another meeting until next year, and happy holidays.
Wonderful. I have one item. I appreciated very much the commissioner providing us with the port of call short sleeve polos that we have with our little name emblazoned, that our town board emblazoned on them. I would like to propose that we have long sleeve ones. Same choice, same vendor, same colors, same logo, but for this time of the year.
Right.
Because it would be nice to have a long sleeve one and a short sleeve one. So, I mean,
I'll take mine in cashmere.
Well, if we have fabric choices, I'm having what he's having.
The interest on the chair money that's been accruing should cover cash.
I love you. That was so wonderful.
They arrived. They're getting built.
Ah.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
I'm just poking fun.
Oh, that's okay. You can do that. You're bright red, and you deserve to be.
And that reminds me, training will be moved from February 26th.
Thank you.
I believe February 8th will be the training. Will you get there attend in person or video?
No, I'll go in person. It was just the caucus day was not a good choice. Mm-hmm. Just saying. Not for just for everybody.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, okay, that takes care of any general comments from the public this evening on any items on or off the agenda. Okay, our next meeting date is January 14th. We are adjourned.